That's it.
It's over.
Game over.
Game over, man.
It's over.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show.
Through the postgame.
On the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Charlie Remeliotis.
Welcome into the Blackhawks postgame show. Charlie Remeliotis here in our downtown WGN Radio studio. After a 5-2 win for the Blackhawks over the Edmonton Oilers, their first win of the season. If you'd like to chime in, feel free to give us a call or text at 312-981-7200. Full postgame show tonight. And for more on tonight's game, let's bring in Troy Murray from Edmonton for a game recap. First of all, Troy, are you going to be okay tonight with all the bandito?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
All right, we're going to need John in here.
No, officer, I haven't.
I think I'll make it.
Make it. Thoughts on the game?
Wonderful game. Really enjoyed it. I mean, I thought the Blackhawks, you knew that the Oilers were going to come out here. I mean, a lot of talk last couple of days. You know, they were talking about, you know, the Edmonton Oilers, where their mindset is after last year going to the Stanley Cup final and what they needed to do in this game because they lost 6-0. They had some chances. Their power play didn't work. Winnipeg had a couple power play. Their penalty kill last year was right in the middle of the pack. The Blackhawks go 3-for-3. The Winnipeg Jets 2-for-3. So that's a concern there, but a great sign for the Blackhawks that their power play came to life. And you and I were talking about it, and it was the keys to the game, that when you look at the ability to win the special teams matchup when you're on the road, it is critical because it's tough. You're in a hostile environment. You're not going to get any energy from the crowd. Where you can make a big difference is on the special teams. And boy, did it ever come into play here tonight. The Blackhawks 1-for-1 set the tone early on, did an excellent job. Mrazek was fantastic. You had everybody sacrificing. And if you look at some of the numbers, and you know, a lot of times they don't mean a lot, but what I want to see here on the Blackhawks side of it, 34 block shots for the Blackhawks to 12 for the Edmonton Oilers. You had Murphy with 7. You had Martinez with 7. Vlasic with 4. They sacrificed themselves to win this game. They were doing everything that they could to keep the puck out of the net. It was scrambly at times. They weren't as clean as they were yesterday. But this is an Edmonton Oilers team that's very tough to play against because they don't have a lot of structure in their offensive game. Connor McDavid, Draisaitl, they're over to the left side to the right side. So when they're in the neutral zone and they have possession, they're two of the best in the NHL. So it's really tough to kind of keep your structure. I thought that at times in the game they struggled to get pucks out of the zone, but there was pressure coming from the Edmonton Oilers. But I'll tell you what, they worked hard. This was a solid 60-minute effort that got the job done. Great goaltending, timely scoring, good power play, good penalty kill to a large degree. Even the Oilers did score one. But, boy, just a solid effort. And the guys inside the room are going to be really happy by getting the job done, which they weren't able to do. And that's what they talked about after the game in Winnipeg. We're not here for moral victories. We need to get results this year. And you saw them being able to get the results. If you look at some of the minutes of some of the guys that played in the third period, big minutes, because those are the guys you're going to count on. Joey Anderson, you know, who's Joey Anderson? He's just a guy that does all the little things right. He spent a lot of time out there. You had Foligno, you had Dickinson. Those guys were all out there for a large majority to defend this lead. You didn't see a whole lot of the offensive guys. Connor Bedard's minutes were really low in the third period against Winnipeg, low in this game as well in the third period as they tried to shut things down.
By the way, they added an extra block shot, so Hawks have 35 now. Huge. Hit the round number.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. I mean, it's not good. That means that Edmonton spent way more time in the offensive zone than you would like. If you looked at some of the overall numbers, 36 shots for the Oilers, 37 were blocked by the Blackhawks, and they missed the net another 18 times. So if you look at the overall shot total going to, towards the net, heavily in favor of the Edmonton Oilers, but it really doesn't matter. The final score is in favor of the Blackhawks, and they move on with the victory in the Edmonton Oilers 0-for-2 to start their season.
You mentioned the power play, 3-for-3 tonight. It had been a real struggle all preseason, didn't really have much going on the first two games. How huge is that for the confidence to, I think they only scored 3-plus power play goals twice all year last season. Now they're off to a great start after this one.
This is going to go a long way to build some confidence. It just had struggled at times. There was a little bit of better movement in the Winnipeg game. but they only had one opportunity, so you didn't get it. You know, you didn't get many reps. You didn't get many chances in the game last night. But you have to make sure that, you know, you're prepared, whether it's one, whether it's three, whether it's five. You know, you want to make sure that you're ready for that opportunity. They scored on the first one, which I think really gave them a lot of confidence moving into the second one, the third one. Great setup, good puck movements, not hesitating. Key, they won the faceoffs, I think, all three times in the offensive zone on the power play. And faceoffs, if you want to talk about some of the bad numbers, 40%, that's not good. That's not going to cut it. And Nick Foligno, though, won seven of his nine draws. The majority of those were late in the game and on the power play. So well done by Nick Foligno to kind of average out some of the numbers that were not very good on the Blackhawks side in the faceoff circles.
Certainly. All right, good stuff, Troy. You did a great job tonight, even with all the Bandito. I hope you don't go too crazy tonight on the flight.
Well, I'm not going on the flight.
Okay.
I've just decided that.
Okay, perfect.
I'm going to stick around. I'm going
to
stick around in Edmonton. Last call is in a couple hours. So
all right, well.
I can get out of here.
I was going to say we'll chat with you on Tuesday night from Calgary, but I don't know if you're going to be making it there.
If I'm there, it's great. If not, you know what happened.
Yeah. I may be getting a call from the bullpen.
Hey, Charlie, can you make it to Calgary in an hour? We haven't seen Troy yet.
He fell asleep in the radio press box in Edmonton. Yeah. All right, Troy. We'll talk to you from Calgary, maybe.
All right. Good job, Charlie. It was a fun night. First win of the season. Hopefully there's going to be many more.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. So that's a big Blackhawks win, 5-2 over the reigning Western Conference champion Edmonton Oilers. I mean, we mentioned it. You look at the raw numbers. Shots on goal, 36-20 in favor of Edmonton. Scoring chances were really tilted in Edmonton's favor. But for some reason, it just felt like watching this game, the Blackhawks were, I don't want to say in control, but they kind of had the Oilers tamed a little bit. They did get some puck luck, so I will admit that. And Peter Mrazek was phenomenal. But it felt like this was a good road, grindy victory for the Blackhawks. They capitalized on the power play, 3-for-3. How about Teuvo Teravainen? 2 goals, 4 points for his, you know, then he that was his second goal of the year, his 18th career multi-point game. But he's off to a fantastic start. Connor Bedard, a 3-point outing. He had a multi-point outing in Utah, so he's off to a great start offensively. It's just an overall solid win for the Blackhawks. And I think the thing, too, you know, thinking about coming off of last night's game with Winnipeg was going into the third, Hawks were up 3-1, and you figured that maybe Luke Richardson didn't have to say it, but you knew the guys in the room were thinking about last night and how they, to take the next step in the rebuild, the Blackhawks want to be shutting the door in those games, protecting leads in the third period. They almost did it in Winnipeg. They were 64 seconds away from a terrific shutout and squandered it late in the with 64 seconds left, then lost in overtime. So you knew going into this game, specifically in the third period, that the Blackhawks wanted to shut it down. A 2-goal lead against Edmonton probably feels like a 1-goal lead, because you know the second they get one, they could get that, you know, they could get that second one pretty quickly. And man, they're such a high-powered offense, especially with McDavid and Draisaitl. We did see in the third period that McDavid and Draisaitl, they were playing together, and they weren't they got separated after being on different lines all game. But really impressed by the Blackhawks to shut the door in Edmonton after failing to do so in Winnipeg. So that kind of rights a wrong. I also want to shout out, you know, I was a little critical of last game, the Blackhawks in the faceoff department. Again, generally speaking, I think faceoffs can be a little bit of an overrated stat. You have to kind of take it situationally. And in this game specifically, the Blackhawks, man, I want to say 3 of the 5 goals tonight were directly off faceoff wins. It was a faceoff win on the Kurashev goal, on the power play goal by Teravainen, and then even the last one, the last goal of the game, it was off a faceoff win for Chicago. So 3 of the 5 goals off faceoff wins, coming off a game on Friday night against Winnipeg where Mark Scheifele scored twice for the Jets, and it came directly off of faceoff wins for Winnipeg. So Again, the you look at the overall numbers, 40% at the faceoff circle for the Blackhawks tonight is not very good. But there were instances in the game where they won some key draws, and three of the five goals directly led to it. So, you know, I was thinking about this too. The Blackhawks also, I marked down, John Weidemann had mentioned it in the first period of the game that the Blackhawks hit a post very early on, and it was Teuvo Teravainen off that sweet Connor Bedard spinorama, falling down, one-handed pass that almost went in the back of the net. That was the seventh post the Blackhawks have hit through three games this season. So I look at the total, you know, the total numbers for the Blackhawks. If you eliminate the first period in Utah, it feels like the Blackhawks have been pretty competitive in every single period so far this season. So basically eight of the nine periods, you know, if you don't include the overtime in Winnipeg, the Blackhawks have been right in it. Now, again, numbers are a little skewed. You know, there were times where Edmonton looked like they were pushing, but the Blackhawks did their best to bend but not break. So, yeah, seven posts through three games. I had to double check that to make sure. And yep, that sure enough, that is the case. I also want to point out defensively, you know, Troy was mentioning the 35 block shots. The Hawks also gave up 91 shot attempts against. That's the most in a game since March 16th, 2019. And ironically, the Blackhawks won that game 2-0 over the Montreal Canadiens. So for whatever reason, the Blackhawks, I don't want to say giving up a lot of shot attempts is a recipe for success, but the last time they gave up 90-plus shot attempts, they also won. So, very interesting stat. All right, we got post-game locker room sound filing in from Edmonton. We'll take a quick break. The post-game show will move on after this. You're listening to 720 WGN.
You're up by two.
Maybe even retreat to center ice. Here's a shot from Teravainen. He scores! Another power play goal! Teuvo Teravainen from the top of the right wing circle with a one-timer beats Pickard cleanly. A little icing on the cake for the Blackhawks. The Hawks are 3-for-3 on the Citgo power play tonight and lead 5-2 with 46 seconds left in the game.
Back on the Blackhawks post-game show, Charlie Romeliotis here after a big 5-2 win over the Edmonton Oilers for the Blackhawks. That was Teuvo Teravainen's fourth point of the night, second goal. He also led all skaters with six shots on goal, and that was his second goal of the season as well. So nice start for Teuvo Teravainen in his second go around with the Chicago Blackhawks. He just spoke with the media in Edmonton. Let's listen in.
What do you think went well for you guys today?
Just good team game. We know they had a good team. They lost their first one too, so they were going to go hard on us today. So just played good defense, battle for the pucks, blocking shots. Peter was good, and simple road hockey.
Had so many opportunities the last two games as a team that, you know, hit posts, hitting crossbars, things like that. Nice to see them go in today.
Yeah, for sure. Especially power play too. We didn't score yet before tonight, so that's big. We need those to win the games.
Anything different that you guys did with the power play that was more effective this time?
Nothing really, just trying to make the plays, and we've been, of course, watching the video and talk about what's been going good or what's been going wrong, so just better plays today.
We really got one. Penalty kill has been pretty impressive through these three games here. Seems like you guys are really aggressive on it.
Yeah, I think it's been good so far. Just the battle levels and just knowing, taking away the seams and one-timers and those kind of things, so I just got to keep doing it.
There's some lessons from the third period last night that you used tonight when Edmonton was pushing?
Yeah, of course. It's where you're winning the game, you got to play the right way, and you can't just stay back too much either, so you got to find the balance a little bit.
Did it kind of have you on your heels in the third period? What were they doing that was kind of pressing? Because I think they had the first seven of eight shots.
Yeah, they were down two goals, so they were pushing hard. That's how the game goes somehow, but we battled good. Make sure they didn't get the best chances there, and make sure Peter see the pucks too.
Teuvo Teravainen, always cool and collected. I just remembered something from 2015 Stanley Cup, and it was Teuvo Teravainen. I think he was in the lineup, ended up scoring a goal, and after the game, can't remember what game it was against Tampa Bay, And a reporter asked him what was going through his mind after he scored a goal. And I remember he was like, oh no, I have to do media now. So Tavo, you're going to be talking a lot if you put up multi-point games, and especially a four-pointer tonight. Well-deserved media treatment. Connor Bedard also had a big night offensively. 3 points, one goal, two assists. Let's hear what he had to say.
Guys, we're due a night like this where a bunch of pucks went in.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, obviously last game was, you know, frustrating with how it ended. And, you know, going to the third, we obviously had the chance to close it out. And, you know, I think we're on our heels a little bit. But to be able to kind of make do of our power plays and, you know, see the pucks go, it was nice for sure.
When you were on your heels, were there some lessons from last night you guys were able to take and apply to this?
I mean, first off, Raz was unbelievable, and you know, he really, you know, held it down in net there, and that's, you know, got to give him credit. But I think you know, being simple, but maybe we're even a little too simple. You know, we could have a little poise and you know, kind of make a play when it's there, and you know, still be aggressive but smart.
Was there something you were doing differently as for the power play that was working?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, we're shopping around pretty good, I guess. You know, at the start was pretty ugly with the break-ins, but once we got zoned, a couple quick plays and then a shot on net. And, you know, of course, we had face-off play and then last-minute nice play there. So it's just moving it quick and, you know, taking the shot when it's there, I think.
Do you feel the chemistry with you and Tavo building?
Yeah, I mean, things take time for sure. And, you know, now it's our, you know, fifth, sixth game together, obviously with preseason. So, you know, I think we're getting to know where each other like to go and stuff. And he's a great player. He's fun to play with. And it makes the game easy for me.
Three road games against good teams. You got a win. You got two games that went down to the wire. Are you feeling good about what you guys have in here?
Yeah, I mean, we like our group for sure. And, you know, I think we can really frustrate teams. And, you know, just be annoying to play against, and I think that's going to be our identity. You know, a lot of simplicity, but we have the skill to make plays when it opens up, and you know, I thought we did that tonight, and you know, frustrated them a little bit.
Did you say anything to Kershaw about scoring on his birthday?
Yeah, everyone was happy for him. It was good to see. You're telling him he's getting a little old now, but it's good to see him put one in for sure.
You get tripped on that spinorama, or did you just kind of stumble on that one?
I think I just fell, to be honest. It would have been great if he called it, but I think it was the right no call there.
That would have been a highlight reel assist by Connor Bedard if Tara Vinen ended up potting that, which would have been hypothetically his fifth point of the night. But that was Connor. You can hear the tone in his voice after a win and a loss. After a loss, you can hear he's grumpy. He hates losing. He's super competitive. And after a win, you can hear the smile. Or you can like feel the smile in his voice when he's talking after a win, and you know, good for the Blackhawks and good for Connor Bedard as well to have a big night offensively and get the offense rolling in a positive direction, specifically on the power play too. He also singled out Peter Mrazek. He stopped 34 of 36 shots for a save percentage of .944. One of the two goals against went off TJ Brody, so he couldn't really do anything from it. Good bounce back effort from Peter Mrazek. Let's hear what he had to say.
I guess a team like that, clinging to a lead late, how rewarding is it to come through and make those stops at the end?
Well, we got the 2 points, and you know, first win of the year, so really important game for us. I think we played really well yesterday, and also two periods in Utah, so I think we deserve that one tonight.
A little bit more tiring than normal?
Well, especially the period. I think you know, we were getting pucks out, icings, but or you know, just chip it out, and they were coming, skating well in you know, in our zone. So yeah, pretty tired right now, but rewarded with 2 points.
I know it's not necessarily the ideal way, but is it fun to be in a kind of like a frantic push against like that?
I think as a goalie, you enjoy it when you know there's a lot of action around you. You see a lot of pucks coming to the net, so you know, especially early. But I think in the third period as well, you know, a lot of chances, a lot of action around the net, so I enjoy that.
How do you build on this win, or what lessons will you take from it?
Well, we just have to play smart, and you know, the specialty teams are really good. I know Edmonton score on power play, but early on, you know, we call penalties, we score goals on power play, so those are the keys.
It's early, but what do you see in the penalty kill? That seems to be pretty effective so far.
Oh, I think we did a great job in those three games in the penalty kill. You know, one breakdown there, and they score, but we have to keep doing what we're doing, and I think we can be successful in that.
Thanks, Peter.
Well, that was Peter Mrazek. By the way, good decision by Blackhawks head coach Luke Richardson to start Mrazek in the second of a back-to-back against an Edmonton Oilers team that is a much more high-powered offense than Winnipeg, and giving Arvid Soderblom the Winnipeg game. It ended up working out. The Hawks picked up 3 of 4 points. Probably should have had 4 of 4 points, and it almost worked out for the best by that. And then on the flip side, you see what Edmonton did this weekend. They started their backup goaltender Calvin Pickard tonight against Chicago, and they saved Stuart Skinner for tomorrow's game against the Calgary Flames. So the Blackhawks kind of did a swap. Maybe it was Edmonton preparing for Calgary, which is maybe a higher quality opponent. But also, you heard, Troy or John had mentioned on the broadcast that Calvin Pickard had shut out the Blackhawks previously. So, that played a role, I'm sure, for Edmonton as well. But just interesting that both of those situations, it worked out for the Blackhawks, not so much for Edmonton, unless, of course, they beat Calgary tomorrow with Stuart Skinner. By the way, thanks to Ben Pope of the Chicago Sun-Times for getting us that sound. He's been great for us so far this season, and we appreciate him helping us out. All right, we have more to get to on the Blackhawks post-game show, including our save of the game, and we'll also hear from Luke Richardson in his post-game press conference right here on 720 WGN.
2 minutes left on the clock. Around to Bouchard, right point, to the line, Ekholm. To Bouchard, right point, firing one from there, deflects on goal, and a follow-up shot by Nugent Hopkins, and Peter Mrazek somehow got a stick on that one, clearing it away.
I think Ryan Nugent Hopkins thought that he had a sure goal here, and he put his blocker out there and made a great save on Nugent Hopkins.
Tonight's save of the game is sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Learn more at comed.com/poweringbiz. That was one of 34 saves by Peter Mrazek tonight in the win against Edmonton. He saved 1.32 goals above expected, according to Natural Stat Trick. So, big game from Peter Mrazek. After the game last night in Winnipeg, Luke Richardson, he had hoped that the Blackhawks, he was pleased with the overall effort, but he hoped that they would shut the door against Winnipeg. And obviously, they didn't do that, but they did do it tonight. Let's hear what he had to say against the Edmonton Oilers after the 5-2 win.
Yeah, no, and they're all earned. You know, I think, we got a bit of a bounce on one of the tables there that went off, went in there kind of funny. But other than that, I thought, we were very determined, stuck to the game plan that we have been doing since after that first period of the first game, and very consistent, which I like. A little bit maybe erratic at the end because we're scrambling because they're putting pressure on and had a few icings, but we'd rather take icings than turnovers. So I thought the guys hung in there tight against a really strong, powerful offensive team. And obviously Peter was really great for us again in the net. But, when you get some goals, I think you start playing with a little bit more confidence. And I think the power play showed that as well tonight.
What do you want to be seeing in the third period when you have a lead? Tonight and last night wasn't perfect.
No, and like I said, you get their big guns coming at you on the power play, and then putting them together in the same line on a 5-on-6 situation for us, that's pretty difficult to handle. So you want to stay as aggressive as you can be, but you have to honor and respect what's coming at you at the same time. But we definitely do not want to back off. We still want to play the way we played to get to that point. And I think that's going to be the strength of our team as the leadership group in there. It's an older group, and they're going to help a lot with that.
We've talked about how good the video team has been with the challenges, but you're risking giving them another power play if it doesn't work out. What was the thought process?
Yeah, even before we asked, it was already flashing on the screen. They're great, and they know what they're doing. And I think it was the right call, obviously. If their guy bumped our guy and he fell into Peter and he wasn't in the crease, I wouldn't have probably challenged that myself. But I really trust the Matt and Gilly in there, and they do a great job always. And it worked out for us tonight.
Do you ever veto them, or is it just you go with what they say?
No, I don't think so. I think there might have been one time last year where they recommended not, but I think it might have been a game that we were behind, and I just took a chance on it. But other than that, there have been 100%.
What did you think of Kizer, that call with McDavid seemed pivotal?
Great. You know, I thought he plays everybody the right way. Puts him to the outside, leads with a stick, finishes through the body, and he doesn't care if it's one of the best players in the world or not. He just did the proper thing right there, and I think it frustrated Connor McDavid, but for a young defenseman to build respect in this league, he's got to play like that, and that was excellent to see.
I see about the first line last night. It seemed like Connor and Tavo showed a lot more chemistry tonight.
Yeah, I thought, you know, Connor was excellent tonight. I think on both sides of the puck, you know, we're asking him to do some things defensively. And I think he's starting to realize the puck will come back to him. And he's starting to get that. And he was obviously really good tonight. But him and Tavo, I think, found each other a few times. And on the power play, it was working well. I thought they were moving the puck much quicker. Still working on the breakout. And I think once they get going and flying full speed on that, it'll be tough to stop.
What's working for both special teams?
You know what? I think our penalty killing's been aggressive, and you know, I mean, I think a lot of teams kind of back off up ice and in the neutral zone, and we didn't have a lot of that tonight. We were in the zone a lot tonight, but it's just you know, I mean, I think determination and character on the penalty kill, and paying attention to detail, and on the power play, it's just having a chance to work on it. We haven't had a chance to work on it with these groups much since training camp at all, because, you know, with different teams playing every night in the training camp, and it's not an excuse, I think it's just reality. It's going to take some time, and already seeing improvements in three games is a real positive.
That was Blackhawks head coach Luke Richardson. So overall, he seemed pretty pleased with the effort, acknowledged that things got a little scrambly in the third period, but that was to be expected with Edmonton having two power plays, and then they had the 6-on-5 for, I think it was when it was 3:33. Yeah, they was, because it was supposed to go to a TV timeout, and it didn't, and that's when Edmonton pulled their goalie. So for the most part, I mean, it was, again, Blackhawks bent but didn't break. You know, and I like what Luke Richardson said too. He said, they had a few icings, but we'd rather take icings than turnovers. I think the Blackhawks all day would take that as well. We have people chiming in on man, I was going to say Twitter, but it's X now. I'll get used to it. Mr. McKay says, I'm so glad we got Tavo back. He's been a big help. Totally agree there. Sean is saying, tough third, but gutsy effort. Agreed. Fisherman is saying, great bounce back win after that heartbreak loss in Winnipeg. Chemistry is starting to click. Also, 3-for-3 on the power play. Very nice to see. I laughed when I saw Adam Rosen. 3 power play goals? Is that legal? Yeah, the Blackhawks had only 3-plus power play goals in a game just twice last season. And I think, I want to say both of them came in the month of March. I know one of them was when they were in Arizona. They had 4 power play goals. I think Seth Jones had 2 of them. And then I want to say the other one might have been against Anaheim, if I'm remembering correctly. I think Connor Bedard had a big night. I think he had 4 points or 5 points, might have been. So, yeah, good effort to see by the Blackhawks. Drew says, look good tonight, good team effort. And, yeah, so a lot of positive feedback by Blackhawks fans. Again, if you eliminate the first period in Utah, I think you would take it as a Blackhawks fan. You know, they've been in 8 of the 9 periods, or they've been competitive in 8 of the 9 periods. So, yeah, again, another solid effort. By the way, I mentioned in the pregame show, Leon Draisaitl had a 15-game point streak going into tonight's game against the Blackhawks, and unfortunately, it looked like the Blackhawks were going to be holding him off the score sheet, and then he finally got one with 10 minutes left in the third period. Draisaitl, he's had at least 1 point in 16 consecutive games now against the Blackhawks, dating back to October 28th, 2018. That is now the longest NHL active point streak against one opponent, according to the NHL's PR. So he's been awesome against the Blackhawks, but I think the Hawks held him in check along with Connor McDavid for the most part. We have one more break to get to, and then we'll wrap up the Blackhawks postgame show after this. You're listening to 720 WGN.
By, and Fedotov's going to come out and stick away a pass by Jonathan Huberdeau. Calgary trying to get it back to Huberto in the crease. It scores. That hit a body and went over the shoulder of Fedotov. Talk about an awful break by the Flyers. A lucky one for Jonathan Huberto. He's going to get credit for his second goal of the year. And Calgary strikes first.
Tonight's next game preview is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. The Blackhawks' next game will be against the Calgary Flames, where they wrap up a season-opening four-game road trip. Biggest offseason loss for the Calgary Flames was Jacob Markstrom. He got traded to New Jersey. Likely not a playoff team this year for Calgary, although they did beat Vancouver 6-5 in overtime on opening night. But yeah, it'll be a fun matchup against Chicago and Calgary. Chicago, I'm sure, will try to want to put on a good performance before heading back home to finally play in the Blackhawks' home opener. Let's check in on the Rockford IceHogs. They had their season opener in Rockford tonight, and take a listen to Kevin Korchinski's end-to-end rush on the power play for the Blackhawks prospect.
Back out there to quarterback this top unit of the power play. Opened it double the Rockford lead. Korchinski swaggers his way in. Korchinski forehand shot, rebound, score! Oh, that was gorgeous from Kevin Korchinski. Does it all on the power.
If you haven't seen the highlight on social media yet, go check it out. It was a fantastic goal by Kevin Korchinski. It's exactly what you want from him. Going to Rockford, regaining some confidence, playing in all situations, top power play time. That goal that you just heard was on the power play. So for him specifically, who needed a guy who needed some confidence, I think that is definitely going to give him some confidence. The IceHogs ended up winning that game 4-1. Colton Dock was named the number one star of the game. He had a goal and five shots on goal. Korchinski was the second star, a goal and two shots. And then Drew Commesso, 17 saves, and he also had one assist on that game. We also want to see the 815 area code number. I was at the Rockford IceHogs game, and Korchinski looked amazing. Also, a trifecta game day. The Blackhawks won, the IceHogs won, and the Indy Fuel captured a preseason win. So, big day for the organization across the board. Blackhawks hockey is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, Circa Sports Illinois, United Airlines, and Citgo. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Big thanks to all the help tonight that we had on the broadcast, our production crew of Jack Heinrich and Tony DeNardis. They were led by our captain, the engineer Krista Flores, and of course the great John Weideman and Troy Murray, who brought you the call from Edmonton. I'm Charlie Romeliotis, signing off after a 5-2 Blackhawks win over the Edmonton Oilers. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday night from Calgary.